Our Old Testament lesson this morning comes from the book of Exodus, chapter 15. If you'd like to join in your own Bible or in a pew Bible, Exodus 15, the first three verses. And before we read, let's once again go to the Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, eternal Creator, who on the first day of creation called forth light out of darkness, who on the first day of the age to come brought life from the tomb, grant to us your Holy Spirit that the pure light of Easter morning might shine within our lives and make us children of light. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the light of the world. Amen. Exodus 15. Then Moses and the people of Israel sang this song to the Lord, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our New Testament reading comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, the first 10 verses. Now, after the Sabbath, toward the dawn of the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. And for fear of him, the guards trembled and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. For I know that you seek Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. And behold, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. See, I have told you." So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them and said, "Greetings." And they came up and took hold of his feet and worshiped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers and go to Galilee, and there they will see me." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Fear and great joy. Fear and great joy, two emotions, two feelings, two states of being. Fear and great joy. Have you ever experienced them at the same time? Have you ever felt these two simultaneously, fear and great joy? They seem mutually exclusive. They seem incompatible. They appear to be worlds apart. Yet this is what Matthew tells us two women felt in our passage this morning. Matthew tells us this is what Mary Magdalene and the other Mary experienced in our passage. Fear and great joy. Well, Matthew tells us that it was after the Sabbath. It was the first day of the week. It was early morning, and the two Marys were on their way to a grave. They were on their way to the place where the body of Jesus lay. It had been 3 days. 3 days since Jesus was beaten. 3 days since he was rejected. 3 days since he was mocked, sentenced to death, crucified. It had been 3 days since Jesus died. It had been 3 days, 3 days of mourning, 3 days of sadness, 3 days of despair, 3 days of confusion, 3 days of fear. Now, just like the two Marys in our passage this morning, almost every one of you, almost every one of you here has made the long walk to a grave. We've all lost someone to death. We have all experienced, in some degree, we've all experienced sadness, despair, confusion, fear, anger, and tears in the face of death, in the face of loss. And we should. Why? Because death is an enemy. Death is God's enemy. And we have often been lulled to think that death is just natural. Too often we shrug that death is just the way of things, that it's the normal end of life. And for some it comes sooner than others, and for some it comes more tragically than others. But the truth is that death is not what God intended. God did not intend death for his creation. God did not intend death for you. When God created, he did not purpose death, but life. Only life. But death is the result of sin. Death is the curse of sin. There would be no death if there were no sin. So our emotions in the face of death reveal the truth that death is not right, that death takes away, that death is loss, even when we know that the one who died is better off, no longer suffering, in the presence of the Father, we still miss them. We miss their presence. We miss their warmth. We miss their voice. We miss their laughter. And their absence creates a hole in our lives and a hole in our hearts that's never really filled. Well, Jesus was dead. It had been 3 days, and the two Marys were on their way to the tomb. Well, Matthew doesn't tell us why they were going to the tomb. Now, maybe they just wanted to be near Jesus' body once more. Maybe they were coming to pay their final respects to the one that they followed, to the one that they called teacher, the one that they called Lord, the one whom they loved. It had been 3 days, and the two Marys came mourning. They came with sorrow. They came with tears. But on that first Easter morning, everything changed. Everything. On that first Easter morning, nothing would be the same. Nothing. When they arrived, they expected the quiet and solitude of a graveyard. Instead, Matthew tells us, they were met with a great earthquake. When they arrived, they expected a sealed tomb. But instead, the stone was rolled away. And on top of that stone sat a blazing messenger of light. An angel, a messenger from God. Now, sometimes, this is not all of you, I'm not going to point any direct fingers, but sometimes some of us think of angels like kittens or baby bunnies. You know, that we think of them as cute or adorable. You just want to pick them up and hold them, you know? But angels aren't like that in the scriptures. Whenever anyone comes into the presence of an angel in the Bible, they're afraid. When this angel in our passage appears and rolls the stone away from in front of the tomb, Matthew tells us that the guards became like dead men. They were paralyzed with fear in the presence of the angel. And this is what the angel said. This was the message that the angel had. Listen to verse 5 again from our passage. The angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he has risen as he said. Come, see the place where he lay." In three words, this messenger of light proclaims the gospel. In three words, this angel announces the good news that has transformed people for centuries. In three words, we hear the joy of Easter. Three words that reveal that everything has changed, that nothing will ever be the same. And here are those three words. In Greek, it's actually one word, but we translate it in three words. He has risen. He has risen. The angel tells them, you seek Jesus. He's not here. He has risen. He was rejected, but he has risen. He was abandoned, but he has risen. He was mocked. He has risen. He was beaten. He has risen. He was crucified. He has risen. He was dead. He has risen. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive. Resurrected. That's what we remember today. That's what we celebrate today. And this is what it means. It means that Jesus has conquered death. Death is conquered. Jesus has overcome this enemy. He has broken its power, and he is victorious. Now, our Old Testament reading this morning was from the book of Exodus. And Exodus recounts another victory of the Lord. In Exodus, God's people were slaves in Egypt. They were in chains in Egypt. And God's people cried out to the Lord. The Lord heard their cries, and the Lord answered. The Lord miraculously brought his people out of bondage in Egypt and into freedom. The Lord led them miraculously through water and defeated their enemies, drowning them in the Red Sea. The Lord was victorious. And after that victory, God's people sang the words of praise that were our passage from Exodus 3. Now listen just to one verse of that again. This is Exodus 3, verse 3. Exodus 15, verse 3. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord went to battle for his people. He went to battle over his people, and he won the victory. Jesus Christ has gone to battle. He has gone to battle. He's gone to war for his people, over his people. He's gone to war for you, and he has conquered. He has won the victory. Jesus is a man of war, and he has risen from the dead. And he has risen from the dead for you, so that the curse might be lifted, so that death will not have the final say over your life or anyone else's life, but Jesus Christ will. He is risen. He is the first. He's blazed a trail for you. He's led the way for you. He's made a path for you. And if you follow him, that's what a disciple is, a follower. If you follow him, if you place your faith in him, if he is your Lord, then you will follow him into resurrected life. You will rise too when Jesus returns. That promise is for you. That's the hope that we are given at Easter. That's the hope that we are given in the gospel. That's the hope that we have for every funeral that we attend for those who are in the Lord. He's risen. Death is overcome and undone. The Lord is a man of war. Then Matthew tells us this in verse 8. Listen to verse 8 again. So they departed quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy. Fear and great joy. Here it is. Fear from this encounter with a messenger from the Lord. Fear from what they had seen. Fear from the power of God, a power that can undo death. And great joy at this good news. Great joy that their Lord was alive. Great joy that Jesus was no longer dead. Great joy that the tomb was empty, that the cross was not the end. Everything had changed. Nothing would ever be the same. What began as a somber walk with tears of sorrow turned into an exuberant run with tears of joy. And on the way, Jesus met them. On the way, the risen Son of God met them. And here are his first words to the two Marys who were filled with fear and joy. Jesus says, greetings. Now, the Greek word here is the common word of greeting. It could easily be translated as, hi there, hello. It's actually a great scene. They thought that Jesus was dead. They just found out that he was alive. They were running to tell the disciples. They were filled with fear and joy. And the once dead, now resurrected Jesus says, hi there. And here's their response. Here's their response in verse 9. No words. The response is just action. And they came up and they took hold of his feet and they worshiped him. The two Marys took hold of Jesus' feet. The resurrected Jesus is a man. He's no ghost. He has a body. He's no spiritual entity. He's flesh and blood, just like before. And they worshiped him. They bowed down before him. They grabbed his feet and they glorify him because they knew. The two Marys knew and they understood. Here before them was the God-man who passed through death. Here before them was the Christ who had overcome death. Here before them was the Lord, a man of war. And they worshiped him. And so should we. And we are. That's why we're here. That's why we're gathered together, to worship the risen Christ. After Jesus' resurrection, after that first Easter morn, everything has changed. Nothing is the same. In Jesus Christ, God is making all things new. Even death is coming undone. Jesus Christ is risen. Death is swallowed up. He is risen. Death is conquered. He is risen. Death is overcome. Tears of mourning become tears of joy. Fear and joy. In the face of the resurrection, what else can we feel but fear and joy? Jesus Christ is risen. Hallelujah. And thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that your Son has come and that he has conquered sin and death. We thank you that your Son has gone to battle for us and over us. And we thank you that he has won the victory. We thank you, Lord, that when we follow him, we know that we too will rise, that death will not have the final say over our lives. Father, we thank you for the love that you have shown us through your Son, through his death and resurrection. And Father, we give you thanks in his name. Amen.